All right, every Thursday at this time, we get to hook it up with our great friend Dan Dockich, ESPN college basketball analyst. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Double D in the house. Good to have you.
You kidding me? Good to be on every Thursday in C-Bus, baby.
No doubt. All right, so listen, we knew that Holtmann had it going a little bit. I don't know if we knew that he might have the deepest team in the country. I mean, so let's handle last night. UNC, maybe they're not as good as people thought, and Baycott goes down early. But let me tell you something. You drop a 25-point mailbag on them in their place. How legit is Ohio State now in your mind as far as, I don't know, national title? Let's think big.
Very, very. And I'll give you a number of reasons. One, you mentioned it, they are deep. But here's the deal. It's one thing to be deep, but it's another thing to be deep with guys that can get the ball in the basket. Last night it was Washington, right? I mean, he was rolling. Luther Muhammad saved him a few weeks ago. I don't know about saved him, but against Kent State, they were reeling a little bit, tough game to play, and all of a sudden Luther Muhammad does it. You know, Washington starts out against Villanova, and you always have Caleb Wesson in there. Here's the other thing. I think they guard. I mean, I do. I think they can guard you. The only question about them is interior depth, but Liddell is really good. I went to practice. Oh, in the preseason, I came away. I was talking to Coach Holtmann. Go, whoa! Is this Liddell kid something, man? He just will battle you, and he plays bigger than he is. No, I think from a national perspective, they're right there. And last thing, and since I'm going to be on every Thursday, there will always be the great Andrew Dockich sighting or discussion. He told me that DJ Carton has that Isaiah Thomas it thing where he just wants to rip your face off. And when I heard that, along with the skill level, I thought, you know what? You got everything pretty much covered if you're Ohio State. I will say this, though, and you mentioned it, and actually texting with Andrew last night. North Carolina, man, I don't know. I mean, I'm used to seeing 17 pros on North Carolina, and if Cole Anthony's the fourth pick in the draft, I'm going to shave my head, shave my back hair, and make a comeback, man, because holy hell, if that's the fourth pick, college basketball is struggling like crazy because he didn't show me anything against a tough team.
Doing your right and wrong with Dan Dockich, former hoops coach, ESPN basketball analyst. You're going to be on every Thursday here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And so I guess when you brought that up, and it's where I wanted to go. I mean, does this game tell you more about Ohio State and where they are, or where about North Carolina? Because, Dan, I watched them play a Nova team earlier this year that was supposed to be really good, and I don't think they're quite to where they are. I mean, is this just – are Nova and Carolina that far back this year? Is this the Ohio State team that you think is really probably that good?
I think both. I think Ohio State's that good. I really do. They share the ball. They don't seem to have an ego. And the biggest difference, in my opinion, is Caleb Wesson defensively. I mean, he has been, you know, he lost 30 pounds and all that kind of stuff. But he has been dynamite on screen and roll. Right now, for big guys in college and pro basketball, defense is the hardest thing they have to do. Used to be you could be a big, fat slob and hang on another big, fat slob and play in the post and bang around and, you know, go eat sausage. Now you've got to go out and you've got to defend on the perimeter. Then you've got to rotate back into the lane. And then you got to cover the post. And I'll tell you this, the biggest improvement in Ohio State is Caleb Wesson on the defensive end. So, Bobby, I think Caleb Wesson and the presence that he has shown and what I just said earlier, Ohio State's really good. I will say Villanova is going to be fine. North Carolina is not close. I mean, I always said this about Dean Smith, and I really say it to just kind of piss off North Carolina people and ACC people. Dean Smith and Roy Williams have won. Dean Smith won like two national champions with 1,000, you know, all pros in the NBA. Bob Knight won three with only one guy that ever played in the NBA All-Star game, Isaiah Thomas. So they're used to having massive talent there. And quite frankly, they just don't have it. I mean, they've got okay guys. And when North Carolina is taking a transfer from Charleston Southern, that tells you UNC isn't where UNC used to be or is used to being. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny to watch them. I mean, Anthony obviously did everything he could. I know you thought he didn't have a great game.
He's fine. I would say this. Here's the way I look at it. Would he start on their really good teams? And I don't know. He's a really good player, but would he start on their really good teams? I don't know. Maybe, I suppose, but it wouldn't be a landslide that he started.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, because he was certainly out-dueled by the guys at Ohio State last night. Now, I guess fair enough, and I wasn't there and you're not – I guess they made an announce before the game that he was not – he was very under the weather. I guess he was maybe questionable. He winds up going. Then he takes a rap to the head, and he's bleeding. So, I mean, like, he played, I think, in a warrior mentality. Now, maybe he didn't have his best game, and certainly our guys out-dueled them. But when he was out of the game, he had to leave the game. I mean, North Carolina's missing bunnies. I mean, they shot some threes, and they stayed in it. But I will tell you this. If Ohio State takes care of the ball at all last night in the first half, this is a bludgeoning. And it was a 25-point beatdown anyway. Can you imagine if they didn't turn it over double-digit times in the first half?
Well, and truthfully, you know, Chris plays two point guards a lot. You know, Carton and Walker and the other guys are ball handlers. It should not be. And you're right about Anthony. I'm probably being unfair, but that's what I do. So there you go. here's the deal now. You win by 25 and everybody's, you know, hey, you're great, but you got Penn State coming in here. And I just literally gotten off the phone with the great Andrew Dockich when you guys called, and we were discussing how Penn State, you know, back with when he and Kade Bates Diop and Tate and all those guys beat them three times. I mean, it has not been easy. So my point is Coach Holtmann and the coaching staff has something to really harp on and get their minds away from a win at North Carolina and get their minds towards improvement. And the number one place of improvement is what you said there. It is absolutely handling the basketball, treasuring the basketball, making sure the right guy gets the basketball, because let's be honest, they did not do that in the first half. And if you don't do that in enough games, somebody's going to jump up and beat you that probably shouldn't. So they've got to get that. And I think it's a perfect scenario for Ohio State. I'll tell you something else. Chris, pretty smart. You know, you turn around and you play on Saturday, and they stayed the night in North Carolina, and they're getting on a flight now to save their legs. You know, you get home at 4:00 in the morning. I don't care what you do today or tomorrow, you're whipped. I mean, you just are. And, you know, not everybody is. Guys that didn't play are whipped, but the guys that have played the most minutes. So Chris did a really smart thing. They brought tutors along, make sure classes are covered. And they're flying back now because they got a tough one on Saturday. If Penn State doesn't blow like a 23-point lead against Ole Miss, they're undefeated and legitimately so. So Chris, pretty smart. Chris knows his way around it, and I guarantee you he has already showed him tape about the turnovers.
Talking to Dan Dockich, Twitter legend.
Legend.
Some people hate him, some people love him, but he's telling the truth. So tell me the truth here about the Big Ten. Indiana gets a big win. Purdue gets a big win. Michigan State's lost a few, but they're always good. Michigan looks good with Howard so far. Ohio State's looking strong. Like, who do you think at this point, in this very, very young season, looks to be the best team in the Big Ten?
Well, I'm going to say Ohio State. I mean, I'd say Ohio State. I think you're right, Bobby. You know, one of the things when I do my schedule with ESPN Tuesday, Saturdays, they put me on a lot of ACC, because I don't think they expected the Big Ten to be that strong. And the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't be surprised if Ohio State isn't, what, two or three in the country. Michigan lost to the number one team in the country, but they've beaten a lot of good teams. And the jury's out still, even though they played really well on Indiana. And, you know, you got to back that up. You got UConn coming up. You got Louisville coming up. You got real opportunity. Jury's way out on Purdue. Purdue, I've been in that arena 50 times, and I have seen what happened last night. Guys are throwing in threes. You know, you can't score against them. But they've got to follow that up. I love Michigan's team. I think they had a hangover coming back. I can't stand Wisconsin's team. I don't think they have a guy on their team that could have played, even gotten in a game on their Final Four teams. But I also love Maryland. Maryland, to me, grew up – I did all three of their games in Orlando. Holy hell, did they get better from game one to game three in terms of their toughness, Bobby, and their maturity and their grit. And then they showed it last night where they just blasted Notre Dame. So I'm all in on Maryland. I'm all in on Michigan State because they're always going to be good, and I'm all in on Ohio State as national contenders.
Well done, Dan. We appreciate the insight, buddy. Can't wait to talk to you throughout the year. It should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. You know, our city's getting all excited because the Buckeye football team comes in. I will tell you this. In my hometown of Gary, Indiana, there was a saying, we may lose the game, but we're going to win the fight. All right? Wisconsin people tell me this every year they come here, whenever they come here. We may lose the game, but we're going to win the beer drinking contest. That's what Wisconsin – 2 years ago or whenever it was, Wisconsin played somebody in the championship game, and I'm being literal here, drank downtown Indy out of beer. They had to fly beer in. So Ohio State's going to win the game by 30, but I'm not sure they're going to win the beer drinking contest because the Badgers are tough as hell, man. There you go.
All right, brother. We're going to be high velocity on Saturday at JW Marriott doing our show, 4:45 to 6:45. So
nice. All right, have fun.
Yeah.
Go
if you're anywhere near it, the drinks are on me, bud. So
though I would buy, but I'm going to be in College Park for Illinois and Maryland.
Okay, good.
But I appreciate it. It should be fun.
You got it, Dan. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
have a good
guys.
One.
Bye-bye.